that, do you? We're attached to everything. Little things, silly things. Chairs. Don't sit in my chair. Why? Because it just fits me. It doesn't fit you. You're too fat. Well, if you ever said that to somebody, you're attached to what? A chair. You can be attached to God. And you can love everybody. You can love your children and love your parents and love even your enemies. But attachments take the soul out of your heart.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
A St. Gabriel Catholic Radio listener once said that she now sees the world differently. Perhaps seeing the world like God sees it is one of the reasons you listen to AM 820. Well, this week we're asking you to place a value on that in the form of a financial gift. The amount is up to you, but as you get ready to step forward with your support, please consider how the world would look without St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Call us at 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio, the home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
And my soul's rejoicing. This is Elizabeth Ficicelli back for the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Fall Spirit Drive. My heart's rejoicing. I'm with Father Mike Gentry of St. Thomas the Apostle in Columbus, Kate Kriegel, youth minister at St. John Newman, our angel, and we did hit our goal that we were looking for. Those phones were ringing at the last 2 minutes, and we did get our sustaining member. So thank you. That meant we earned that $750 bonus last hour. So my heart's rejoicing. And
we're not letting up. We're going to keep rolling here.
We're going to keep rolling. And before we talk about our new goals this hour, while our hearts are rejoicing, Father, would you lead us in a prayer this hour?
Yes, I'm going to offer... we've dedicated the month of September as a month of time of fasting and time of reparation for healing and renewal in our church. And so I want to offer the prayer of confidence to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Mm. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, to your Most Sacred Heart, I confide these intentions. That the victims of violence and abuse in any form may have all the healing and justice that our Heavenly Father's love demands, that all sinners may come to reconciliation and new life in Christ, that all deacons, priests, and bishops may be renewed in their resolve to keep the vows they made on the day of their ordination, that the foundation of trust among the Christian people may be restored, and may they know the real unity and charity only you can bring. Only look upon me and do what your Sacred Heart inspires. Let your Sacred Heart decide. I count on it. I trust in it. I throw myself on your mercy, Lord Jesus. You will not fail me. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I trust in you. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I believe in your love for me. Sacred Heart of Jesus, may your kingdom come. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, I have asked you for many favors, but I earnestly implore these. Take them. Place them in your open, broken heart, and when the Eternal Father looks upon them covered with your precious blood, he will not refuse them. They will no longer be my prayer, but yours, O Jesus. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. Let me not be disappointed. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The devotion to the Sacred Heart, one of our beautiful gifts of our Catholic faith, that, the Divine Mercy, there's so much. It's so rich, so powerful. I love seeing the resurgence of all these devotions. Mm-hmm. We really, really need it, as you mentioned, Father. So our hearts are rejoicing. We had a great last hour, but we look ahead, as you said, onward and forward.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the goals for this hour. We are looking for a total gift of 14. In that, we're looking for those 5 sustaining members. Remember, a sustaining member is someone who gives $20 or more a month. If you do that, you get Father John Ricardo's Most Holy Rosary CD, DVD, actually. DVD, it's even better. You get to listen to him and look at him. And if you become a business member, $60 or more, you'll get 100 mentions a year. And leadership gifts. We would still like a leadership gift, $1,000 or more. It's a great gift so that we can do matching gifts for other gifts. And in addition to that DVD of Father John Ricardo and the Rosary, we'll get this beautiful resin 7-inch statue. It's El Divino Niño. It's Mother Angelica's statue she has down, a replica of the one she has down in Hanceville, and it's just absolutely beautiful. We also have these two Our Lady of Fatima, beautiful, beautiful, like 2-foot statues that there'll be two given, one to any sustaining member. Your name automatically gets chosen or put in this drawing, and that will be Saturday at noon. We'll be drawing for that. Mm-hmm. And if you are a caller, any caller, this next 3.5 days, your name will be also put. So there's no reason not to pick up that phone and call 614-459-4820. And let's go to Kate Kriegel. She's there with a stack of stuff. So what good news do you have to tell us?
I have some great news again.
Yes.
We have an online listener from Florida that we'd like to thank. Her name is Melly.
So hello, Melly.
Thank you, Melly. She is a sustaining silver member.
All right.
I wonder all the way Melly, from Florida.
Yeah, I wonder if she has relocated to Florida or she just has found us and is listening. That's awesome. It reminds us, see, God takes these airwaves and multiplies them.
Yeah.
Very far, yes. And then we're going to thank Mary Beth for her gift. And she just says that she loves everything about AM820. It is a gift to her and her family.
Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful.
And then we're going to thank Mary. And she is a sustaining member, a bronze member. And she says that St. Gabriel Radio is her travel companion.
Yeah.
That's a great way to say it, because it goes where you go. Yeah. I mean, it's a great medium for that. It's that one-on-one personal medium. So portable, whether it's the app on your phone or in your car radio. So.
Definitely. I listen when I'm in my car too. So
great.
For all of us listening in our car, you can call at 614-459-4820 or go online for your donation.
And I neglected to say that there is a bonus. There's always bonuses here when we're hitting our goals, and Father Gentry and I are interested in hitting our goal again this hour. We'll get an extra $50 per sustaining member. So since we're looking for five, we get $50 extra. You do the math, because you're better at math. What's that, $250?
Well, here's the great thing about this hour is that you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until the end of the hour to know whether we're going to get that bonus or not. Every single sustaining member who calls and either becomes a sustaining member, or even better, if you are a sustaining member already and you increase your amount, we're going to get that bonus for every single one of them. So they're not a question of, you know, no more shoving people in front, so you can be the one to claim the bonus. Everybody that calls gets to claim the bonus.
I like that way. I like that. That's better. So $50 for every new sustaining member or a sustaining member that increases their giving. So that's awesome. We're looking for the 14 total gifts and a business member this hour. So definitely pick up that phone, 614-459-4820. You know, Father, in your prayer, you know, you're such a beautiful prayer for, you know, those who are hurting right now. And I don't know if you caught Bishop Frederick Campbell's From the Chair program. Mm-hmm. He did such a beautiful job talking about the state of things in the church and where we can turn to for hope and everything. So if you missed that program, we archive all our local programs. Mm-hmm. You just go to stgabrielradio.com, the archive page, and you look for the show, and there it is, and you can listen. It was really powerful. The other thing I was thinking, as you were talking, Father, is I know you're a convert because you were on Answering the Call and you shared your story.
Yeah.
So you're a convert. I'm a convert. Mm-hmm. Amy from our last hour was a convert. Mm-hmm. Are you a convert, Kate?
Just a
you're a revert.
Yes,
she's a revert. Dave, I know, is a convert, our producer. So so we have a bunch of converts. So let's challenge converts out there. Let's have the converts. Let's hear from you guys this hour. Why did you become Catholic? When did you become Catholic and had Catholic Radio play a part in that? Call 614-459-4820. We've got a great audio clip coming up here. We probably should get to that. The hour's just flying already. But before I tell you about the audio clip, let's just remember one more time. We're looking for a total gift of 14. We already have five on the board.
Yep.
So we are well on our way, and we already have picked up two sustaining members.
Yep.
The computer's just flashing before our eyes. So we have two on the board already. So we are well on our way for our goals. But don't let that stop you from calling 614-459-4820. And what we're going to do is go into a audio clip right now. And this is from the show Faith Alive. The speaker is Mark Hart, and he's talking about Heaven Comes Alive. So let's give a listen.
Why did heaven come to earth? Why did God send my plane that was in the heavens to earth that day? Why did heaven come to earth? Heaven came to earth to take us back to heaven. Our Catholic Church teaches that there are four reasons that God took flesh, four reasons for the incarnation. Number one, that God became flesh to show us what love is, to show us what love is and to show us what love isn't. Look no further than the cross of Jesus Christ. We see the body, we see the corpus on the cross. We also see the sign above his head, written in Hebrew and written in Greek and written in Latin. Here is Jesus Christ, King of the Jews. The sign above Jesus' head proclaims who he is. But it was the body beneath the sign that proclaimed whose he is, what he did with his body and what he didn't do with his body. That proclaims who he is. The word Catholic on our bulletins, the word Catholic on the sign outside, the word Catholic on the school sign, whatever, that might proclaim who we are. But to truly live as a Catholic is not shown by a baptismal certificate or by a bulletin or by a sign or a bumper sticker or a rosary on the rear view. What makes us truly Catholic is whose we are, what we do and don't do with our bodies. So principle reason number one, why did God take flesh? The Catechism tells us to show us what love is, what true love is, not what counterfeit love is. There's a really mistaken notion in modern culture that, well, you know, love is give and take. As a married person, I'll speak on behalf of all married people, that's a crock. Love is not give and take. Love is give, period. There is no and take. See, we add the and take because then if the other person doesn't give 100%, we feel that that justifies us not giving 100%. There is no and take to the cross. That's give. His hands were nailed open. He could take nothing. Love is give. And if there's total self-sacrifice on both parts of the husband and the wife, then 9 months later you have to name that love. And then it's really give. I'm going to give you everything I have. My family name, my nose, my eyes, my life savings, every ounce of energy, and then some. God came to model love. Reason number two, God came to save us from our sins. That's what his name means. The name Jesus literally means God saves. And God didn't even hide this. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve still have fruit juice running down their faces. When God says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you a redeemer. I'm going to send you a savior. It's the Protoevangelium, Genesis chapter 3. I'm going to save you. He didn't have to. We're the ones that broke our end of the covenant. We broke our end of the pact. God is perfect mercy, but he's also perfect justice. So God had a problem. We had a catch-22. He couldn't just dismiss the sin because then he would not be trustworthy. He wouldn't be reliable. We couldn't take him on his word. He couldn't just dismiss it. He has to cover the sin. He's justice. But you see, he's also a father. He's an almighty father, and he can't just dismiss his children. So God, in his infinite wisdom, had to come up with a way to cover the sin and to save his children. And we call the way and the truth and the life Jesus Christ. In Isaiah, hear me, my children, my burden since your birth, whom I have carried from infancy, even to your old age, I am the same. Even when your hair is gray, I will bear with you. It is I who have done this, and I will continue to carry you. And I will carry you to safety, and I will save you. And God promises, I will save you. And he came to save us. He came to free us from our sins. So God came to model love, and God came to free us from our sins. Reason number three, he came to model holiness. He came to show us what holiness really is, what holiness looks like, what holiness sounds like. I had a spiritual director one time, and he said, you'll never meet, Mark, a truly holy person that does not have a sense of humor. He said, you'll meet devout people. You'll meet pious people. You'll meet disciplined people, people who pray when they're asleep. He said, but a truly holy person knows how to laugh. A truly holy person knows how to laugh. So he came because he's love. He came to save us from our sins. He came to model holiness. And he came, as it says in 2 Peter, that we would become partakers in the divine nature. that we would take part in his divine nature through the sacraments. Quite literally, God became man so that man could get back to God, that we could actually have his blood flowing through our veins. And let's not forget, the only blood flowing through Jesus' veins was the blood of the Virgin Mary, the only blood in his veins. And the woman, Mary, was key in this plan of salvation, which we hear about in Genesis 3. He doesn't just say, I'm going to send you a redeemer. He says, I'm going to send you a redeemer born of a woman. She's key. Book ends the story from Genesis to Revelation. Mary's a key performer, which is why we revere her the way we do, not because she desires it, but because she deserves it. And why did God become man? To get us back to heaven, to do what we couldn't do.
That was the voice of Mark Hart. He was talking about Heaven Comes Alive, and that clip is from Faith Alive, really popular show on AM at 20. You can hear it Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays at 4 p.m. I am Elizabeth Ficicelli. I'm joined by Father Mike Gentry of St. Thomas the Apostle in Columbus. We're here for the Fall Spirit Drive, Father. Let's look at the board again. We have our goals for this hour, our 14 total gifts. Yep. We're five there, yep. So five on the board. On our way, we have three sustaining members out of the five that we're looking for this Beautiful. Hour. And we are still looking for a business member this year. I keep saying this year. What is that? This hour. Mm-hmm. And we get this bonus money. So, yeah. Father, for every sustaining member or someone who increases their sustaining yeah. membership, we get that $50
there
bonus.
You go.
Again, free
Simple.
Money. How can we not respond to that? 614-459-4820. So, you know, Mark Hart was doing, I think, a great job of summarizing why God sent Jesus yeah. in the world, to show us his true love, mm. to save us from our sins, mm. to model us, you know, for holiness, mm. and so we can get back to him in heaven.
Yeah.
I mean, just 1, 2, 3, 4.
And we simply have forgotten what a simple prospect that is. You know, we spend so much time wrapped up in all of the questions that we can't answer, all the problems that we can't resolve, all the conflicts that seem like they're never going to be settled again and again. We know what's going on in the church, what's going on in the nation. Mm-hmm. And it all comes down to one simple fact. God created you because he loves you, and he gives you every day everything that you need to know.
Yeah.
In order to be lifted beyond all of this.
Yeah.
To be beyond a broken world, into his perfect kingdom, to be lifted beyond time, and to be the beloved son or daughter of his that you are and rooted for all eternity.
Right. This isn't the end all be all. We are destined for someplace greater than this, and it is heaven.
Yeah.
And we can easily lose sight of that. I mean, there's a lot of people who are living day to day, totally losing sight of that, living for themselves.
Yeah.
Totally, God is out of the equation. And yet we know, as Catholics, we are created to return to heaven, to be yeah. with God forever. And programming like this, Mark yeah. Hart on Faith Alive, reminds us that. And
sure.
just his whole presentation is very enthusiastic, gets me excited about that. But he says it so well.
And where else do you hear the simple, clear message of our redemption in Jesus Christ? All you need to do is turn on the radio.
I know.
All you need to do is turn on the radio, and it will reach you in your home, in your car. We're reaching Florida.
I know.
Melly, I haven't forgotten you, and God bless you, and God bless all of you who are listening online.
I know. I remember one time someone called in. They were from Virginia, and they said how they loved answering the call, which really surprised me because answering the call, it tends to focus on diocesan priests from the sure. Columbus Diocese.
Sure.
And it didn't matter if yeah. it was Father Mike Gentry or yeah. Father whoever.
Yeah.
The stories is what was engaging this
yeah.
woman from Virginia.
Yeah.
Doesn't know any of you personally, but she just found the whole story of how these men and women, in the case of religious sisters, were hearing God's call and responding to it. And
yeah.
so, you know, we don't know what God's taking. It's like the loaves and the fishes. You know, we put this station on the air. We say yes. We cooperate with the grace. We get some people together to do this.
Mm.
And then God takes this mm. and just does infinite things with it.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's exciting.
Right.
But we couldn't do it without your help. You know, this is not a diocesan-funded effort. It's a very streamlined operation. I think it costs like a dollar a minute to put this broadcasting on the air. So it's very, very affordable, and we can't, you know, estimate the good it's doing.
Absolutely.
And you can be a partner in that mission. 614 614- 1-800-459-4820. If you're on your computer, stgabrielradio.com. And so we need your call. We need to hear those phones ringing. We do get that extra $50 this hour for every sustaining member that joins us and or increases their sustaining membership. And again, we've been talking about that sustaining membership, $20 or more a month. It's easy to do and then it takes care of itself. You just do it one time and you can forget about it. So that's an amazing kind of giving. But maybe you want to just give a one-time gift, and that's fine. And sure. It doesn't matter how big or small. We accept one-time gifts. Yep. If you're a business, you can join us by with $60 a month or more for 100 intentions or mentions a year. Mm-hmm. And that's a great way to advertise your business.
Absolutely.
And the ones that have been on the show have told us people come because they've heard us on Catholic Radio. Yep. And then the leadership gift. Some of us are blessed to give a little bit more. God's been very, very abundant in their lives. And maybe you can give that $1,000 or more a gift. And we have these beautiful gifts to give back to you. The Father John Ricardo's Most Holy Rosary DVD. We have the El Divino Niño statue. And we have the beautiful Our Lady of Fatima drawing that we're going to give to of those away. So lots of giving back because we appreciate your listening. We appreciate your prayers. And most, you know, of course, we appreciate your financial support as well. So our angel, Kate Kriegel, has flown back in the room and she's got an update for us.
But first, I have a joke.
A joke. Okay.
Why do shoemakers go to heaven?
I don't know, Father.
I haven't gotten any of these, so...
Because they have good souls.
Oh, I was thinking too hard. Okay.
We would like to thank Paraline. Her sustaining member bronze gift.
Nice. Okay, beautiful.
Is in honor of her mother. Yeah. So thank you, Paraline.
Oh, beautiful.
We would like to thank Judith. She says that she always listens to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio in her car, and she is a sustaining bronze member as well.
Beautiful. Okay.
Thank you, Judith. And finally, we'd like to thank Gary. He is a gold sustaining member, and he says that listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is easy, convenient, and a great way to learn about our Catholic faith.
There you go. People are saying, I'm learning more than I ever learned in my life. You know, I mean, it's just hitting people right now where they need it.
Sure.
And that's a good thing. Do you see it working, Father, in your parish, among your parishioners?
I think one of the things we need to realize is, you know, what are we giving here? And, again, in time, everything is going to be taken from us. And not anything we're going to hold on to.
You can't take it with you.
Nothing that we have, nothing that we accomplish. Even our human relationships will one day pass away. The beautiful thing about the message of St. Gabriel Radio is we are offering something that cannot be taken away from you. And one thing that will persist, and that is your soul and the transformation of your soul through the grace of Jesus Christ. And so 100,000 years from now, we're only going to be saying one thing. We're only going to be feeling one thing. We're only going to feel gratitude, look into the face of God and say, thank you, Father, for choosing me as your own.
Yeah.
And through the work, through the ministry of St. Gabriel Radio and all of the people who contribute to it, all the people who support it, someone who is literally dying of despair, literally dying of depression, literally dying of loneliness, will come to know the truth about themselves through Jesus Christ because of you. And when you pick up the phone, 614-459-4820, and say, yes, Father, I do love that person. Even though I may never meet them, I do want them to know salvation through Jesus Christ.
That's right. And people are picking up the phone, Father. We've got 7 gifts already on the board. We have 3 sustaining members. Still looking for 2 more sustaining members. Remember, every time you become a sustaining member this hour or increase your giving of sustaining membership, we are getting that $50 bonus. So that really is unlimited. I know our goal is 5, but say we got 10 sustaining members. Dave Orsborn, do the math. That's like $500 bonus. Okay, he's got his calculator out. So, yeah, so lots of money. So, you know, God's unlimited and the giving is unlimited. So we are looking for your call, 614-459-4820. So now as a testimony, a local testimonial we have, so you can really hear how Catholic Radio is working in the lives of individuals. We have with us Nick Schertzinger, and Nick is from St. Brendan's Parish. So welcome.
Glad to be here. Thank you guys very much for having me. I'm so blessed and thankful to be here.
Thank you. Tell us just a little bit about Nick Schertzinger.
So I've been married, I think, going on 17 years, okay, next month, and my lovely wife, and Tammy. And I've got the 14-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old daughter. The 9-year-old is at St. Brendan's in the day school there, and the oldest one just started Kaufman, so high school. Mm-hmm. It's very scary for me.
Yeah.
I'm also a firefighter. Been for almost 18, 19 years now.
Thank you for that.
And I've worked in the Pediatric Trauma Center for 7 years. Mm. Over those years in those environments, faced so many challenges that have really kind of helped bring my faith to the forefront, and how, you know, God is calling me to impact with those, interact with those environments in a different way than what I did before God really put that on my heart. And, you know, it's just constantly been changing since then, how that goes with my work life and with my family life. Yeah. So
did you actually fall away from your faith at some point?
Yeah. So I guess I would call myself a bit of a revert. I was cradle Catholic, and then I fell away for a lot of years, and like a lot of people do. And, you know, just because that's the way it happens, it doesn't mean it's okay. It doesn't mean it has to be that way. And I think that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Me and my wife went through a rocky time, and basically said she would not let us go our separate ways. She would not let us divorce. She didn't believe in it.
Praise God.
And looking back, you know, that was only by the providence of our Lord that happened that way.
Yes.
And I believe so strongly in marriage now, more so than I ever have, and I love my wife more so than I ever have. So I was searching there for a while after we agreed that we weren't going to give up on each other. And she says, listen, I'm Catholic, and no matter where you stray, that's where I'm always going to be. And we started gradually going back to church, and found a great priest over there, St. Brendan's. And in my searching, she encouraged me to go talk to a psychologist, and she said, why don't you go talk to a priest? And I talked to Father Bob over there at St. Brendan's. Mm-hmm. And he started giving me, looking back, what I would call now a spiritual direction. And in the midst of that spiritual direction, he introduced me to some resources, like back then it was Father Barron, Bishop Barron now,
yep,
and Father John Ricardo, and some other, Thomas Merton, and some other resources. And as I got into those a little bit, started, you know, searching things out, I found out that I could hear these guys every day on the local Catholic radio, which is St. Gabriel. And so 5 or 6 years ago, I really started kind of dabbling and listening to St. Gabriel Radio and EWTN Radio. And now that's all I ever listen to. And the reason for that is that even after listening for 6 years, and I'm sure Father can attest to this.
Sure.
The amount of, you know, the breadth of our faith and the relationship of Jesus Christ, it's so deep and so vast.
Yeah.
There's always something new there to learn. There's always more there to consume. There's always more there that you can take in, always more there that you can give out. Mm. And every day when I turn on the radio, I hear something new, something that challenges me, a new resource that I can go to, you know, to kind of explore and search out my faith and how my faith calls me to interact with the world in different ways.
So. Have you found that since you've become more engaged in your faith, it's now like you want to give back in some way, that you're becoming more involved in your parish, or do you see God working through you now?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been really searching hard in the last few years. We moved to Cleveland for a few years, and I really tried to pour myself into the new parish we had up there and to be involved. And then we're back here in Columbus area, thank God. And back at St. Brendan's, which is huge for my family. We missed that place while we were gone. It's such a great parish. Mm. And I do constantly try to find new ways that I can be involved in, you know, be in the hands and feet of Christ. And I always want to make sure, though, that I think if our domestic churches aren't healthy, then it's difficult sometimes to get outside of that and to be able to give more. But there's a balance there, and that's the kind of what I'm trying to strike right now.
Yeah,
is to find that balance to what God wants me to do out in the world, but the necessary good hard work that we have to do as fathers and husbands at home too.
Oh, absolutely. Is there someone you want to invite or challenge to give today?
I think the challenge that I was thinking about was anybody out there that's unsure about what this Catholic radio thing. I challenge them just to listen for 2 weeks. Whenever you're in the car, whenever you have a chance to turn on a radio, turn on 820, and it will change your life. I don't even question that for a second. It'll change your life.
Absolutely. Well, it changed your life, obviously, and we are grateful for that. Nick Schertzinger from St. Brendan's, thanks for coming in and sharing the power of Catholic radio in your life. God bless you. Keep listening.
All right, I will. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Nick. I love that, Father. It's just amazing. This is how Catholic radio works, and your dollars at 614-459-4820 are making stories like Nick's happen. Yeah. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to hear another audio clip from Dr. Carlo Broussard from the program Catholic Answers Live. So call in 614-459-4820. We'll be back in a bit.
Hi, I'm Al Cresta, host of Cresta in the Afternoon. Catholic radio is absolutely necessary because the secular media just doesn't get our story, and secular media doesn't share our values. What's important to us is not necessarily what's important to them. So no matter what you can give, I'm asking you to prayerfully support Catholic radio in your area. Thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are local expenses that have to be met in order to keep the program on the air. So no matter the amount, your gift will make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
Education First Credit Union. Checking accounts, savings, investment services, and loans. 3 branches and online at educu.org. Education First Credit Union. Serving the Catholic Diocese since 1936.
I went to Catholic school all the way through high school, so when it came time to look at colleges, I wanted to continue my faith journey. Ohio Dominican University is the perfect choice for me. Grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, the classes are small and the professors here really care about my success. My Catholic faith is important to me, and I've grown in my faith during my time at ODU. Ohio Dominican helped me connect my passion with God's purpose for my life. To learn more, click on ohiodominican.edu.
One-on-one brain training for children has proven to be life-changing. Is your child on an IEP? We can help. Dave O'Reilly here, owner of Learning Rx Columbus, parishioner of St. Paul's in Westerville. At Learning Rx, we work with kids who struggle with school. We achieve proven results. We are now approved for the John Peterson Scholarship, available to parents with kids on IEPs. To learn more, call me at 614-726-7000 or visit columbusbraintraining.com. That's columbusbraintraining.com.
Is your health care premium making you sick? There is a solution. With the Pro-Life Health Plan, you could save up to 60%. With the Pro-Life Health Plan, you will enjoy the freedom of choosing any doctor, any hospital, anywhere. Enrollment available year-round. Start saving now by going online to iSellHealth.com. That's iSellHealth.com.
Willard & Associates Title Search Services, serving title companies and law firms in Central Ohio since 1995. That's Willard & Associates at willardandassociates@gmail.com.
All right, we're back. This is Elizabeth Ficicelli, your host for this hour of the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AMA 28 Fall Spirit Drive, and I am joined by Father Mike Gentry of St. Thomas the Apostle in Columbus. And again, the number to make a donation today is 614-459-4820. 4820 or stgabrielradio.com. And, you know, Father, I think people were really listening to Nick Schertzinger's testimony. The phones were ringing. We have 11 gifts out of that total that we're looking for, 14 gifts. Three of them are sustaining members, and we are looking for the five sustaining members total. So if we get those two more sustaining members at $20 or more, or if you increase your membership, that's going to count for that too, and you earn that extra $50 a bonus.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, free money. Can't turn that down. And, you know, one thing they have on the board here is a business member.
Yeah.
And we want to hear from you. You know, it's a $60 a month donation.
Right.
You get 100 mentions. They're brief mentions. I think they're like 10-second spots or whatever. But they talk about your company. You know, they name your company.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe you don't own a company, but maybe you work for a business. And you can talk to your employer about it. But we do hear from employers. We hear that when they advertise on the station, people will come in and say, you know what? I heard you on the radio.
Well,
so it is definitely an effective way to advertise.
I mean, I can personally testify to the fact that, again, you know, I'm looking for stuff I need to do to run my parish, and there's services that I need to run my parish. I'm not my own plumber. I'm not my own electrician.
That's right.
There's all kinds of things that I can't do for myself. And I do remember the names and the messages that I hear on St. Gabriel Radio. I know that you're out there. You're out there hustling, trying to feed your family.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a very smart investment, to get your message sent out over St. Gabriel Radio.
Yep, it's a wonderful way. So we have Kate Kriegel, our angel for this hour, and she's got some more good news to share with us.
Again, before the good news, I have a joke. I think I might take up stand-up comedy after this.
Okay. And we'll all come. You let us know where you're performing.
Okay, perfect. What do you call it when Batman skips church?
I don't know.
Christian Bale.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so like the mask thing on, okay. Father didn't see that movie.
We're going to first thank Molly. Molly's actually a really good friend of Father Mike Gentry.
Thank you, Molly. I do.
And this is an honor, Father Mike Gentry. And we want to thank Molly for her gift.
Thank you, Molly.
We're also going to thank Bill from St. Timothy in Columbus for his gift.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Bill. St. Timothy's over there with our good Father Tim.
And then thank you to Jim and Rosalind from Kenton, Ohio, their gift.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You know, that signal goes out there. Sometimes we think Columbus and inside the Beltway, but we're out in Kenton. We're
out.
Lancaster, Ada, wherever.
Lima. I've gotten it in Lima.
Yeah. And again, you know, if you're out there in Kenton or Lima or Newark or Chillicothe or, you know, again, it's just a testimony. You hear us today.
Yep.
Because of the people who were willing to make commitments back in the day.
Yep.
And we can only begin to imagine. We're only beginning to discover Virginia, Florida.
I know.
You know, again, all over the place. And again, Melly, I haven't forgotten you. God bless you.
Hey, maybe we could have a contest someone further than Florida.
We can't predict. We cannot predict all the ways that God is going to bless people through this ministry and through this radio station. But only with your support. So call 614-459-4820. Go to stgabrielradio.com and become a part of this very, very important apostolate to the world.
So, Kate, how would, you know, could you imagine, like, if Catholic Radio wasn't in your journey, like, you know, where would you be without that in your personal spiritual walk?
I don't honestly know if I could imagine it without St. Gabriel Radio here. I know that the times that I do listen, it provides me with peace. It uplifts me, and there's that mix of personal story, but yet the truth and goodness of our faith. That, like, I just constantly learn and like lean into from the programming here. So
You know, I have a son that's probably your age, and he just, all the people he seems to meet, he happens to be up in the state north of us, but there's so many secular kids, so many atheists, you know, they just don't have faith. They don't have family. They're not grounded in much. And that's just so lonely, thinking how many, you know, 20 somethings, early 30 somethings are out there kind of just floating around. And, You know, so is there a way that, that you get to engage with some of them as well and kind of bring them in a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think on almost every day is different as a youth and young adult minister. But it's in those tiny little small yeses to God that the biggest transformation is that I can see. And it might like literally be just a little step to say, hey, I'm going to try to listen to Catholic radio, honestly. And that would make the biggest transformation within their lives. Mm. Allowing them to say yes to more things, to serving Christ and his church in a new way, to inviting new friends to join them on this journey.
That's right.
I think that's the hardest part is community is essential for young people. And we have a falsified sense of community with cell phones and
that's
social
right.
media. So when we can put ourselves into what is real with people, it's amazing that like how you can be transformed and really see how God works in through those relationships.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the things really sticks with me from Nick's testimony, because it's something that I can testify to from my own life. And that is, you know, surviving rocky times. There have been times in my life when I didn't know how I was going to make it through the day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how I was going to make it through the next 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize in that moment just how much suffering, how much despair I could struggle with in my life. I didn't know how I was going to make it. And it's such a beautiful testimony to hear from people like Nick.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, because someone had the courage to come to me and say, do you know Jesus Christ? Do you want to come to Mass?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you'll share your questions with me, you'll share your struggles with me, I have the answer. I'm not the answer. Father Mike is not the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer.
That's right.
And that's the beautiful thing about St. Gabriel Radio. Number one, it is unfailingly committed to proclaiming our salvation in Jesus Christ to the whole world and reaching people that we don't even know about.
That's right.
You don't know your neighbor so well that you know every single rocky time in their life. You don't know the questions or the problems or the struggles that they're dealing with. And that's one of Satan's favorite weapons against us is to isolate
us. Think we're alone.
To make us think that we're alone or that there's no answer to our question, there's no solution to our problem. St. Gabriel Radio unfailingly counteracts that message in the world.
Yeah.
To say that you are loved, and because you are loved, you can be saved, and you can have hope. Hope meaning you can look forward to tomorrow and next year and to the infinite future.
Yeah.
As knowing that it is not just something that you can look forward to, it is something worth striving for.
Right. And talking about rocky times, we've had people who've told us they were on the verge of divorce or even harming themselves.
Yeah.
And it just was that bumper magnet on a car or a billboard. And they turned on AM 820 and God spoke.
Yeah.
And thankfully at that moment. So, so powerful. 614-459-4820. Look, Father, we are just climbing up there. We are almost at our goal.
Yeah.
We still are looking for two sustaining members. We have 15 minutes to this hour. You can be that. If we hit that goal, you get that extra $50 for each sustaining member, you know, or anyone who updates their membership, increases, in other words, their membership. So definitely call 614-459-4820. We have another audio clip, Father, we're going to put on. It's Dr. Carlo Broussard. The program is Catholic Answers Live, and he's going to talk about who is Jesus. So let's give a listen.
But I remember being bothered by the part where John the Baptist says, I'm not worthy to, you know, unfasten or fasten the strap on his sandal. It just seemed so extreme to me.
Mm.
But there's a way in which the gospel is kind of disturbing and it's out of focus until you kind of, whoop, who is this guy? And now those really extreme statements like that, all of a sudden,
sure thing.
They
work. Especially even Jesus's claims. I mean, I'm thinking in, you know, Matthew's gospel in Matthew chapter 10, where Jesus, right around verses 32 through 33, I believe it is, where he teaches, if you, he who accepts me before men acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge him before my Father. But he who rejects me before men, I will reject him before my Father. Now, Cy, if he is not God, well, then that's some pretty narcissistic claims.
That's exactly it, right? It looks nuts until it's like a lens to understand he's God is like a lens to make the thing come into focus.
And like in John's gospel, unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins, he says. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46, and the parable of the king who puts before him the sheep and the goats, you know, the goats on his left, sheep on the right. Those who go to heaven are those who served the least of those people that Jesus identifies himself with. And for those who did not serve the naked, the hungry, the thirsty, Jesus says, you're going to go to hell. Now, that's some pretty absurd claims if he's not God. But if he is God, well, then those claims make sense. They become intelligible because he has the divine authority to make such claims.
There's even a sense in our culture, I suppose, of the loss of all these sacred things.
Sure.
Just as a practical matter, as an evangelist, do you think the name of Jesus, inviting people to know Jesus, is the first step, or establishing the relationship, just the idea that God is real? Where do you begin?
Yeah, there's, you know, Cy, it's the million-dollar question. How do I evangelize, you know? And there's really no one cookie cut mold that you have to fit. All depends on the individual to whom you're speaking. Everybody's in a different place. If it's an intellectually sophisticated individual who claims to be an agnostic or an atheist, you're going to get nowhere in starting with Jesus, right? So you're going to have to start with the philosophical preambles of faith and God's existence, etc., which is what I do in my DVD, Why God Still Matters. But there are some in the culture who they might kind of, you know, have this vague idea of God, and they might not have a concise articulation of God's existence, but this sort of general vague idea of this transcendent reality. For those people, you might be able to start with Jesus and have that initial proclamation of the gospel, this kerygma, right? Jesus is God made flesh. He came to save us of our sins and open for us an eternal destiny of perfect knowledge and love and happiness free from all sin and pain and suffering and death, and announce that. And then that person may very well say, well, you know, I don't know if did Jesus really ever exist. You know, you're talking about that. So you go to that apologetic approach. Well, how do we know, you know, he's God, or is he just a man? Then you have to address that issue. And so it's very possible in evangelization, you can start with that initial proclamation, which will inspire questions about who and what Jesus is. And as we started at the outset of this broadcast, Jesus matters because he saves us of our sins. But that presupposes that he's not just a man, but that he's God and man. Mm.
Okay, so that was the voice of Dr. Carlo Broussard from the program Catholic Answers Live. We play that on Mondays through Fridays, 6 to 8 p.m., and he was talking about who is Jesus. Yeah. And this is Elizabeth Ficicelli again, Father Michael Gentry, here for this second hour. And we are still cranking along on our goal. We are still looking for two sustaining members this hour. Then we get that $50 bonus for everyone who gave. If we get that gift. Now, if we fall short of that little gift, we don't get the $50. Mm. So that would make us have sad face. Mm. So we don't want to do that. So pick up the phone, 614-459-4820. You know, I love Dr. Carlo Broussard. You know, he reminds us about Jesus, because sometimes I think it's easy to think of Jesus as this like warm, fuzzy guy, but scripture has some pretty powerful things to say about it.
You know? Well, and where else are you going to get that simple, clear, direct presentation on who Jesus is? You know, not too long ago, I was talking to a priest friend of mine, my neighbor, and we were talking about how the headline of the New York Times that day was Turmoil in the Church. And I told him, I said, Dan, we're changing that headline. What are we going to change it to? We're changing it to Jesus Heals and Saves.
Yeah, there you go.
And he said, I don't think we can do that. And I said, yes, we can. And here's how we know we can change it. We know we can change it because that's what God wants. That's the truth that God has for the world. You know, Al Cresta earlier this hour was talking about, oh, the secular media. And we've talked about many, many, many times about how broken, how distorting the secular media is. But we're not going to give up. We're not going to give up because we know that God's desire is that it be known throughout the whole world.
Right.
That all come to reconciliation, all come to the throne of Jesus, to know the truth, to know fullness of life. No matter what the world has brought them, no matter the ways that the world has fallen or has become disappointed or become disillusioned or become distracted, all will come to the throne of Jesus. And that is the purpose, that is the sole purpose of St. Gabriel Radio, is to make the truth known. And again, if we start to feel hopeless, if we start to feel helpless, there's nothing we can do about it. We could never take on the New York Times. We could never change the headline of the New York Times. Again, all we're really saying is, you know what, Lord, I really don't trust in you that much.
Right.
But the good news is every single time we say, you know what, Lord, I'm sorry for the times that I didn't trust in you.
Right.
I'm sorry for the times that I let fear or anxiety or anger or depression overcome me. And I want the new life that you promised me.
Yep.
He will give it to you.
Yep.
And so receive the new life that Christ has in store for you. And then call 614-459-4820. And let's make that message known even further and more deeply in the lives of the people around
right.
us.
Yeah. He promised us the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. You know, we know how the story ends.
Yeah.
He didn't promise us that being his disciples was going to be easy. So, we're in a time that's rocking and rolling, but we have what we need. We have Jesus. And that's what this station is about. It's proclaiming his truth, his church, his goodness. And as Catholics, you know, so we have Catholic radio and then we have the sacraments, you know, we have the beautiful mass. We have the saints. We have, you know, just of apostolic succession back to Peter. We have the tradition, the ritual. We have really everything, you know, to climb the mountain and make it to our destination of heaven.
Yeah, and make no mistake about it. I mean, there's lots of places you can go. There's lots of places on the radio that you can go. Lots of places in the media that you can go for thoughts about Jesus or memories of Jesus or, you know, even really good discussions about Jesus. The one place you will find the real Jesus, again, body, blood, soul, divinity, whole and entire, is in the Roman Catholic Church.
That's right.
And the one place in the media in Columbus that you're going to hear that truth is St. Gabriel Radio.
Right. And it's an opportunity not just to know about him, but to know him. And that's what transforms us and makes us hopefully like him. And we've talked about the last hour, Imitation of Christ. We're talking about this hour. Who is Jesus?
Yeah.
I mean, we got to know him if we're going to share him. Can't give what you don't have. So we have our angel, Kate Kriegel, back with us, and she's got some good news for us.
Yes, we have lots of people giving.
That's a good thing.
Because they know Christ, so they're giving from that knowledge.
Great.
We would like to thank Jean. She's from Dublin, and she is a bronze sustaining member.
Thank you, Jean.
Thank you, Jean. We would like to thank Kathy from my own parish, St. John Newman.
All right.
Nice.
This is in honor of all priests, especially Father David Sizemore and Father Paul Noble.
Oh, beautiful.
She's a sustaining member. So thank you, Kathy.
All right.
And then we would like to thank Nick and his gift. He says that he loves Father John Ricardo and Bishop Barron here on St. Gabriel Radio.
Amen.
Okay, beautiful. I love that. Giving gifts in honor of priests or in honor of your favorite show. That is awesome. I see that we are now just one sustaining member away. And that would not only hit the overall goal for the hour, but that would get us that $50 bonus for each sustaining member.
You can be the difference maker right now.
Right now. We'd love that. Makes us happy when that phone starts ringing, 614-459-4820. We have about 6 minutes till the top of the hour, so I think we can do this. I don't know. Kate, do you want to give a special invitation or challenge out there? You know, some they just need to hear from someone other than Father and I.
Yes, I would love, again, to challenge the young adults, but I would also like to challenge parents of my high school students or parents of any youth out there. Knowing that raising saints is a challenging task at hand, but putting your money where your mouth is and just
believing in this station enough to help you lead your teens to Christ.
And you just reminded me of something. Two programs that are wonderful in the whole, you know, younger, you know, Catholic population is Raising Saints, you know, which is very helpful. Yes. I know as a parent to listen to that and hear from those high school kids, but then also Alive for More, mm-hmm. you know, where we have the team of hosts that are all young adults, married, priest, single, the whole thing. And they tackle topics relevant to them. And so it's just another way our local programming is supporting those younger Catholics coming up the line.
Yes, definitely. So the challenge is to youth and young adults and to parents of those teens and young adults.
All right, 614-459-4820. You know, and Father, what would you say, you know, as a priest, is one of the most important benefits you get personally out of Catholic Radio?
It is a very personal benefit that, again, you know, the grace of ordination has brought many, many things to my life. It doesn't absolutely, it's not a talisman against discouragement or against frustration or against fatigue. And I regularly draw on St. Gabriel Radio for the questions that I can answer or the problems that I can't solve. And I'm so blessed by all of the testimony. And by all of the scholarship and the depth of knowledge and the realization again that we are not alone and there is absolutely nothing innovative in Catholic faith, that we are faithfully handing forward everything that we that Christ himself has entrusted to us. And I'm reminded of that every single time I tune into 820.
You know, when Dr. Broussard was talking about when you're evangelizing, you have to really know who your audience is. So are you starting with who God is? Are they atheists or whatever? I don't encounter atheists. I tend to encounter Christians of some sort. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of then take them from, well, do you know Jesus? Yeah, but do you really know him? And kind of take them into that personal relationship with Jesus. Because when they start encountering that, that's really, I think, what's going to transform their hearts. And that ability to help people develop that personal relationship with Jesus is something I see in Catholic radio, because as we say, we get to know who Jesus is, but we get to hear the stories of people who are out there then living their faith, you know, people who have found the faith, but now they can't contain it to themselves. So they're carrying it out, whether it's like Kate Kriegel doing her youth ministry work or Nick, who's starting to get in Nick Schertensinger, who is our testimonial, who's getting into various programs at his parish and with Theology of the Body. And, you know, so all different kinds of ministries. So that's the way we get the material we need on the airways to be able then to bring Jesus to each other.
I heard an address from a Protestant theologian. He was talking about scripture, and his question was, how do we know that we're correctly interpreting scripture across time? You know, and looking at this from a Protestant standpoint, you know, if I begin with the assumption that scripture is the only source of revelation, it's a natural problem. Because how do I know 100 years from now that the interpretation of scripture is still going to be the same? And he said, you know, it's almost as though there has to be some sort of tradition that accompanies scripture to guarantee the correct interpretation of scripture over time. And he said, we need to call another conference to talk about what that tradition might be. And I was like, pick me, because I know the answer. The answer is that sacred tradition has always accompanied sacred scripture along with the magisterial teaching of the church in order to guarantee that everything that Christ did and everything that Christ said would be faithfully held forward and or handed forward in time. And the only place in Columbus that you're going to hear that the whole truth about God's revelation is on St. Gabriel Radio. So 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com.
And as you're calling that number to be our next sustaining member and to hit our goal for this hour, I want to thank Kate Kriegel from St. John Newman and Father Michael Gentry for being a second hour guest with us. And can you leave us with your blessing, please?
Absolutely. Through the prayerful intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, St. Joseph, her spouse, and all the saints, may the peace and strength of Christ come down you, surround you, and protect you now and always. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. I'll be back the next hour with Deacon Frank Sullivan from St. Mary's in Lancaster. And right now we're going to go to a clip from the chair, Bishop Frederick Campbell. You can hear that Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Stay with us.
The Church has often spoken about the communion of saints, a community of those faithful dedicated to our Lord Jesus Christ, that are not simply living in any particular time or place, but all of those that have gone before us, those who had been faithful to the teaching of Christ and now are present with him in heaven before the face of our Heavenly Father. And from that place, they continue to be a part of our life. They are a part of our worship. They are deeply concerned with our well-being. Their prayers are very powerful. But we also remember, as we do on the observance of All Souls Day, that there are members of our church who, having died a natural death, are going through a final period of purification before they are brought into the presence of God. They have died spiritually united to Christ and his message, but still bore that burden of the temporal effects of sin that are slowly washed and burnt away so that they might enjoy the face of God with great joy and great power. And they are part of us and part of our prayer. Now, I think understanding the saints, the faithfully departed, those souls that are in purgatory, we come to understand that when we refer to the church, we refer not simply to a community of people that exists in the present time, but by our baptism, we are incorporated into a vast body of Christians, those who